You are going to listen to someone talking about two websites. Listen to the recording and complete the notes. Write no more than two words and or a number for each answer. You will hear the recording twice. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 10. Now listen to the recording and answer the questions.
Today on the food program, I'm going to be telling you about two interesting websites which give you information about two very important foods, rice and noodles. First of all, let's look at the PageWise website. This site will tell you all about the history of rice, about the rice harvest, the different types of rice, how to cook it, and what else you can do with it. For example, did you know that rice belongs to the grass family and was first grown about 5,000 years ago in India? It was introduced into Europe about 700 years ago and arrived in the USA in 1726. Nowadays, more than 550 million tons is produced around the world each year, 92% of that being produced in Asia. Rice is the staple food for the majority of the world's population. That is, far more meals are based on rice than on anything else. It is naturally fat and sodium-free, and one serving has only 103 calories, so it's very good for you. Interestingly, although rice isn't as rich in vitamin C as the potato, for example, it is less fattening. Now, I always find rice difficult to cook, but the best way, apparently, is to keep the lid on the pan when you boil it. This will keep the steam in and produce perfect rice every time. One interesting thing to note is that European and American rice, which is grown in dry fields, absorbs a lot more water than Asian rice, which is grown in flooded fields. Now, other things you can do with rice besides eat it. You can make drinks from it, glue to stick paper together with, and also you can make clothes from it. Moving on now to the Japanese food page. There you can find out about the history of the noodle at the Yokohama Noodle Museum site. Noodles can be made from rice or wheat and are the fast food of Japan. There are more noodle shops in Japan than any other kind of restaurant. According to this website, noodles make one of the quickest and least expensive meals, much quicker than a rice dish, for example. The museum, which opened in March 1994, sounds like it's well worth a visit if you go to Japan. It's more than just an ordinary museum. It's part theme park and part restaurant. And it stays open later than most museums, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., with the last admission being 10 p.m. The museum is open every day except for Tuesday, with Sunday being the busiest day and Thursday being the least busy. The first floor of the museum has a souvenir shop, and you can buy noodle-related objects online as well. It sells bowls for eating noodles out of, equipment for making noodles, even curtains with pictures of noodles on them. There are empty noodle packets on the walls for decoration, and overhead TVs show adverts for noodles from the past 25 years. You can see a display showing how noodles are made, and also one giving the history of the noodle. On two underground levels, there is a historical theme park with shops, houses, and restaurants from the year 1958. There are also 8 different noodle shops serving 10 different types of noodle. If you want to go, you can get there by train. The museum is only a 3-minute walk from JR Shin Yokohama Railway Station. Shin Yokohama is about 45 minutes from Tokyo. On the program next week, we'll be talking about the...
Now you will hear the recording again.
Today on the food program, I'm going to be telling you about two interesting websites which give you information about two very important foods, rice and noodles. First of all, let's look at the PageWise website. This site will tell you all about the history of rice, about the rice harvest, the different types of rice, how to cook it, and what else you can do with it. For example, did you know that rice belongs to the grass family and was first grown about 5,000 years ago in India? It was introduced into Europe about 700 years ago and arrived in the USA in 1726. Nowadays, more than 550 million tons is produced around the world each year, 92% of that being produced in Asia. Rice is the staple food for the majority of the world's population. That is, far more meals are based on rice than on anything else. It is naturally fat and sodium-free, and one serving has only 103 calories, so it's very good for you. Interestingly, although rice isn't as rich in vitamin C as the potato, for example, it is less fattening. Now, I always find rice difficult to cook, but the best way, apparently, is to keep the lid on the pan when you boil it. This will keep the steam in and produce perfect rice every time. One interesting thing to note is that European and American rice, which is grown in dry fields, absorbs a lot more water than Asian rice, which is grown in flooded fields. Now, other things you can do with rice besides eat it. You can make drinks from it, glue to stick paper together with, and also you can make clothes from it. Moving on now to the Japanese food page. There you can find out about the history of the noodle at the Yokohama Noodle Museum site. Noodles can be made from rice or wheat and are the fast food of Japan. There are more noodle shops in Japan than any other kind of restaurant. According to this website, noodles make one of the quickest and least expensive meals, much quicker than a rice dish, for example. The museum, which opened in March 1994, sounds like it's well worth a visit if you go to Japan. It's more than just an ordinary museum. It's part theme park and part restaurant. And it stays open later than most museums, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., with the last admission being 10 p.m. The museum is open every day except for Tuesday, with Sunday being the busiest day and Thursday being the least busy. The first floor of the museum has a souvenir shop, and you can buy noodle-related objects online as well. It sells bowls for eating noodles out of, equipment for making noodles, even curtains with pictures of noodles on them. There are empty noodle packets on the walls for decoration, and overhead TVs show adverts for noodles from the past 25 years. You can see a display showing how noodles are made, and also one giving the history of the noodle. On two underground levels, there is a historical theme park with shops, houses, and restaurants from the year 1958. There are also 8 different noodle shops serving 10 different types of noodle. If you want to go, you can get there by train. The museum is only a 3-minute walk from JR Shin Yokohama Railway Station. Shin Yokohama is about 45 minutes from Tokyo. On the program next week, we'll be talking about the...
This is the end of the task.